Hey guys, welcome to the Hot Zone. This is part two of our interview with the Russian girl, Natasha. Go ahead and take a look.
Do you know anybody personally that went to fight or any families that lost anybody or anything like that?
In my little hometown, there are already many people, many soldiers who returned back dead, I mean, in the coffins. I actually was outraged. I was surprised when I learned this. My classmates from my school went to Ukraine to fight. It is really difficult to think because I tended to dehumanize all the Russian soldiers who are fighting in Ukraine, and honestly, I still do. But this is a guy who I knew from my kindergarten. We were school friends. We did a lot of stuff together. I know his family. He has a good family. Like many people who go to that war, they are drunkards. They come from very poor conditions in Russia. That's why they sign contracts. But this guy, he's like a normal human being, but he is there now. And I mean, other people are also normal human beings, of course. She told that they even managed to talk with him through WhatsApp. And every time he was really stressed because Ukrainian forces were detecting them and they had to change place. And it's really dangerous there, of course. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there are many stories. It's really sad how families are affected.
I feel heartbroken for both sides, for everybody. Because, like, yes, Russia's not in the right here, but I think about, because I have three brothers that are military age and, like, lots of cousins, and they would be sent to fight, probably, and that would just, like, break my heart. And I know there's so many Russian mothers and families who are so heartbroken because they're losing their kids and whatever. It's so sad. And then same for Ukraine. You said in one of your videos that it would be safe for a foreigner to go to Russia. Because I feel like scared to go to Russia, like that. I don't know. It freaks me out.
Well, I remember I said it in one of my videos of the year of 2020. Yes, I said that for Russians, we can be like put to jail for political reasons. But since you're a foreigner, like they don't have any reasons. It's definitely not safe now. You know, there is a YouTuber called Bold and Bankrupt. He traveled around Russia. This summer, he actually was caught in Russia by the Russian FSB, and they had some kind of interrogation there. So there's a video of him online as he's saying that, yes, in the West, there is no freedom. They hate Russia. They push only one narrative that Russia is wrong. I completely agree with it. So they kind of made him to say it so that he will be released. And then he was deported from Russia.
What would you have to say to Americans about, so some people are like, oh, we shouldn't allow this kind of speech and this kind of speech. But free speech is so important for a society to prosper and do well. What would you have to say, like, living in a country where speech is so restricted, what would you have to say to Americans?
It's a very difficult question. Well, yeah, I see that in the United States, there is a freedom of speech that goes both sides. So you can see people who are discussing, who are speaking about, let's say, LGBT problems, LGBTQ problems, like this kind of narrative, but also some people who are against LGBTQ and they, I don't know, make like straight pride or whatever, and people who are pro-abortion, who are they are call themselves pro-choice or pro-life, right? So there are many different opinions. I think that it is vital for society to have this kind of discussions. Of course, they should be polite, but there are always extremes in every in every like sphere and every opinion. There are people who might be too loud, and they can put a bad reputation to another people of their group. So I think that sometimes, like, for example, what is hate speech? Hate speech can really lead to discrimination. And I think it should be restricted. I don't know how, I don't know with which instruments, who should check it. And people have to learn how to balance it. And yeah, but speaking of Russia, in Russia we don't have free media. We do have some Rain TV channel, Novaya Gazeta newspaper, and Echo, a radio, but they are all functioning not in Russia because they left, because in Russia they will be closed. So we have a really small portion of independent information. I mean, maybe not independent, but at least opposite to the government. Mm-hmm. And that's why people in Russia, they are completely brainwashed. We have only one idea from the... We have several TV channels in Russia, of course, but all of them owned by the government. And that's why I want people in other countries to understand this, why Russian people are so brainwashed and why they believe Putin, why they support the war. Of course, there are many reasons. Some people are just horrible people who like killing others. Yeah, but many people, they're just brainwashed. Russian society is really automized and depoliticized. So people think only about their life, maybe life of their family, but that's it. They don't think about their neighbors. They litter in the streets. They don't even think about like their countrymen, and especially about another country such as Ukraine. So people are really detached, like from each other, from the politics. We had in Russia for a long time, we had this so-called, we call it like kind of, agreement with the government, so that people, just usual people of Russia, don't interfere in the things that all these high people in the government do, and vice versa, and people in the government don't really distress, don't really repress people too much. Yeah, they throw some coins to them sometimes so that they don't die from hunger, but that's it. But actually, this agreement was broken when Putin announced mobilization in September, because Russian government used to not expect involvement from people, not expect people to be actively participating in the things that Russian state is doing. But now they are literally saying, we need your life, we need your body to fight for us. And that's why the politics literally broke into everybody's house, everybody's home. And that's how maybe now people will be more involved in politics.
I feel like a leader is not powerful if he has to make everybody that disagrees with him shut up. I think
yes,
in the US, if we start being like, oh, hate speech, you can't say this or that, like, I feel like that's a very slippery slope to get to somewhere like Russia, where if I don't like what you say, you just can't say it. I wouldn't want to shut up somebody else on the other side, and I don't want somebody to make me shut up just because they don't like what I'm saying. So I'm like, that concerns me that speech is, they're trying to restrict our speech. And then seeing how that like messes up so much stuff in Russia, I do not want that to happen to the This is scary.
So it's very, very deadly, very lethal war. How long does that go on before the people of Russia just are, they're not going to put up with it anymore?
This question is discussed by Russian political scientists a lot. I think maybe a couple of years, because, you know, in 2024, there will be presidential elections in Russia when Putin, I'm sure he wants to be reelected again. And I think there will be the second wave of mobilization. And there are speculations on when it will be started. I think maybe after the New Year celebration. Yeah, it's horrible. The losses that you said, I think that's, of course, Russian government say that, oh, it's like 5,000 people just, but even 5,000, it's a lot. Yeah, and is this the... Yeah, it's the official information. But yeah, you said like 88,000. Yeah, some other sources say that it's about 50,000. I don't know. But I think that, yeah, there are tens of thousands of people. And, you know, especially this generation. And it's really bad that especially we are losing men. Bad for Russian demographics that Russia is losing a young man who can work, and now they will be injured, so disabled for the rest of their life, or they be dead, and it will be really bad, like for the next future of Russia. But yeah, it's not the main thing. The most important thing is to over this war,
and especially around the area of Bakhmut, they're counting the Russians that are being killed. They're count because the Russians are leaving their bodies behind. They don't recover many of their dead, and it's horrific. They're killing 500 to 1,000 Russian soldiers a day out there, and so you just add that up, you know, just it's unbelievable.
Because I hear that a lot of like Putin has to win this war. He has no choice but to win this war. Do you think he would retreat and give up, or do you think he'll just go until somebody else makes him stop?
I think that he wants to win some more time, and that's why he is undertaking another thing that can save him up some more time, like the mobilization that he announced in September. And I think what I want to see is just retreating, just taking the troops back to Russia and just ending this war. But I think that he's so desperate, and yeah, losing in this war will be the end of this regime of Putin personally, and he will be either killed by some of his elites, or he will be taken to the Hague, to the court, or maybe he will manage to escape. His fate is not really pleasant, but so far I think he's so comfortable where he is now. He is detached from reality. He doesn't use internet. I got this opinion from other political scientists of Russia who I watched a lot. I mean, political scientists who also left Russia, because if they spoke in Russia, they would be jailed. So I think that because the system is built this way, it is so vertical. So Putin, he has a lot of like power, like he is ruling this branch and that, and he's signing that agreement and that one. So probably if he loses, yeah, all his elites, they will be disappointed with him. And we say that it will not start from the people, but from his elites, and they will somehow finally remove him.
Well, thank you so much for coming on with us. We've taken a lot of your time today, but it's really cool to get a chance to talk to you. And
this was a super interesting interview to kind of see how a Russian thinks that isn't just like brainwashed by their government. So we really appreciate Natasha coming on. She has a really cool YouTube channel. If you want to check that out, we'll link it down below. If you'd like to follow along, go to chuckholton.locals.com to follow our stuff. And thanks for watching.